Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Crown Talking Drums. We are our apostle, Willie J. Armstrong, is founder and CEO. And I am your host tonight, Renee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This evening, I'm going to read briefly into your hearing from the book of Ecclesiastics. And beginning with, one moment. I am going to come from Bear with me, please. 7 and 8, Ecclesiastes. 7 and 8, Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 and verse 8. Actually, I'm going to read until Ecclesiastes 7, verse 8 to verse 10. And he reads in the New King James Version as such. The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. And I'm going to go back to the eighth verse. The end of a thing is better than its beginning. And I really like it in the King James Version because it says, better is the end of a thing than its beginning. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning. Father, Lord, I ask you, I come to you thanking you, giving you praise and honor, O God, thanking you, Lord, for this day and all the blessings that you have provided, O God. Father, we couldn't have done it without you, Lord. You encamped your angels all about us all night long, O God. And you kept us safe from all harm and danger. And Father God, we praise you and we magnify you and we lift your name up one high. Father Lord, I ask that you take me out of self, O God. Use me for your glory, O God, that I may deliver a word to your people, O God, and they may say, what must I do to be saved? I yield. What must I do to be saved? This I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. When I think about that scripture, better is the end of a thing than its beginning. As we live in a world of such chaos and a fast-paced world. And we often want to, you know, move ahead. We want to hasten things. Instead of a lot of times if we just stop and allow God to intervene in our lives, sometimes we get impatient. But the scripture in Philippians, sometimes we get impatient, but I'm not going to take it from Philippians. I'm going to take it from Isaiah 40 and 31. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Many times we go, instead of letting God intervene in our situations, our circumstances, we become proud. We let the pride get in the way. Our pride tells us that we don't need God. We don't need any help. We can do this all by ourselves. We live in a world that is dominated by Satan, ruled by Satan, ruled by the enemy. And so that everything, as long as we have the thought patterns of the world, we are going to go with the pace of the world. Instead of when we get pride, when we let pride get in the way, Proverbs 16 and 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." God's word assures us pride is the root of the rubble in our lives. It is the root of destruction in our lives. It turns out to be disastrous in our lives. So we have to learn to be patient in spirit, humble in spirit, and subjected to God's word. And so, I mean, as I could recall a time in my life when things were not going well for me, I sought the easy way out always rather than putting in hard work and determination and letting God lead my path and guide my path. So often, and then it would turn out disastrous. The outcome would turn out disastrous. But the word of God says better is the end of a thing. If we sometimes allow God to take us through trials, troubles, through difficult situations, we will find that at the end of that trial, at the end of that bitter situation, our lives would be so much better. Our lives will be so much better. sometimes we tend to go ahead of God. God's timing is not our timing. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. So we have to allow God to instruct us, to direct our path, to lead us into the path that He would have us go into. And so tonight, when I think of that scripture, better is the end of the day, I think of the times that very often people suffer through sickness. We suffer through different plights and situations in our lives. Sometimes we find ourselves on a job, and the job wants us to, in order for us to be promoted to the next level, we have to show our abilities and our craftsmanship. However, those are the times that we seem to get impatient. We get impatient with the ordeals that we have to go through, the trials that we have to go through, the responsibilities that we have to take on. And then we seem to want to give up and throw in the towel. But if we wait patiently, God will intercede. God will make things turn out differently. Will it turn out always the way we want it to? Not so. But God will make everything turn out for our best. So, with that in mind, I was thinking about God wants us to view to finish what we start. Take hard work. Take wisdom, self-discipline, and patience. Anyone with a vision can begin a big project. But a vision without wisdom will result in unfinished projects and unmet goals. We can have a big vision. We can be the go-getters of the world. But if we don't stop and plan it, it amounts to nothing. It's not going anywhere. But when we are patient, when we take our time, when we study our goals, the outcome is better, is the end of a thing than its beginning. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning. And that's just not with goals in life. That's with trials and tribulations. I've been in situations where I would say, God, when is this going to end? I mean, the situation was so bad that I just wanted it to end. And when it did end, I could look back and say, wow, look how God brought me through this. Things that I thought that God, that I couldn't possibly get through. Trials that I thought I could not possibly get through. Sickness that I thought I could not possibly get through. But when I look back over my life and I see all that God has done for me, I can truly say that had I not been patient, had I not waited on God and his timing, I would have never gotten through those things. Had I tried to interfere, I would have never gotten through those difficult times. Trials and tribulations, when they come, they often seem like doom in our lives. But if we truly look back on different trials and tribulations that we've gone through, we can say we learned a lesson from each and every trial and tribulation, each trouble that we've encountered. There's a lesson to be learned. And so with this in mind, I'm going to open the line up for discussion. Open the line up for discussion. If there be anyone. And so what I'm going to do is go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for this time. I thank you, Lord, for the message, oh Lord. I thank you, Lord, that through all of our troubles and our trials and our experiences, God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. I thank you, Lord, because you are Elohim, the Almighty God. I thank you, Lord, because you brought us this far, and you never leave us, oh God. No matter what our circumstances are, no matter how the difficult we seem to be, oh God, disobedient in your sight, oh God, you always give us a second chance, oh God. Your mercy and your grace endures forever, oh God. I just bless your name, oh Lord. Father, you are just worthy, worthy to be praised. I glorify you and I magnify you. Father, Lord, I ask that you touch us all, oh God. Give us patience and determination to run this Christian race, oh God. To run this journey, oh God. This faith journey, oh God. When you say faith is the substance of things hoped evidence of things not seen. Oh, God, give us more patience and endurance to go after, Lord, not just the things that we see before us, but the things, Lord, that are before us and we can't see, the possibilities that are there, the hope that you have given us through your word, oh God. Father, Lord, I ask you to forgive us of our sins, known and unknown, oh God, for creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit, oh God. Father, Lord, I ask that you bless the sick and the afflicted all over the land and country, oh God. Touch our children, oh Lord. Father, touch them and be a light unto their path, O God, a lamp unto their feet, O God. Lead them and guide them in the direction that you will have them go in, O God. Keep them from all harm and danger, O God. Father, we love you. We adore you. Jesus, we love you, Messiah. We lift your name on high. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because, Lord, you will let everyone know that you are Lord, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess it, O God, one day. This we ask in your name, Lord, in your name, Jesus. We praise you and we magnify you. We put no one before you. Amen and amen and amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Hello? Hello?